In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. I apologize, my voice is not clear. Today is the second Sunday in Hathor, Coptic month. And if you remember last week, we read also the same gospel about the sower. And we see strange that our church, it's not coming by by chance, that we have the second reading, or the second week, also we read again the same one, the same gospel. In Egypt, at the same time now, as Abuna Shnuda said the last time, that at the same time we have the sowing and everything, that's why we have to relate, the church should try to put all the gospels and all the readings according or related to what happened exactly outside. Then we are not isolated from the church, between the church and between outside, we are not isolated. That's why when we preach, when we talk, we have to take an examples from the life, from the normal life, from the actual life. That's why this is the goal and the purpose that we are here in the church. For the sower parable, it's already written in the three Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And the three Gospels, the first three Gospels is named Synoptic, because it's different. It's known Synoptic Gospels. The fourth one is St. John, which is totally different because he's talking about that. It's more theological. About the sower, the first word in the sower, he went outside. And from the mercy of God that he tried to preach all the people and he tried to send the word to everybody, whatever, where you are. That's why he said in the epistle of Timothy, the first epistle, chapter number 2, 3, 4, he said, "For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who deserves all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth." He need that everybody saved. He need that everybody from us hear the word. He sent the word to Balaam in the Old Testament, and he knows very well that he like the money. That's why we hear the word of God every time. All our life we hear. Even I'm a sinner, I'm far from God. But still I hear him. He tried to send all the word. He tried to send the word by many things. For example, by the Bible, to read the Bible. Or by preaching. If you hear any sermon, not only from the priest, from servants, from anyone, even from someone else. The seeds are the same, but the soil is different. The seeds is the same, and we can understand this when Jesus Christ met a rich adult and he told him, "Can you follow me and sell everything?" He was very sad because he was very rich. And the same word, St. Anthony heard this one from one from the deacon in the church on Sunday, and he performed and he executed this one. And he listened this one, the word of God, and he sold everything and he followed Jesus Christ. Then the sower is one, the seeds are the same as the word of God, but the problem, the soils are different. That's why we have to understand that even whatever my soil, I have to understand this, I have to know that Jesus Christ tried to reach me. And if I'm going to back to the readings, we know very well that the first month in the Coptic calendar, it's talk about the Father God, the God the Father, from Hathor, from Baba to Bashans, we talk about the sun. And during this one, we have Kiak, then the incarnation. Then we have 2 months before Kiak. It's Baba and Hathor. What is exactly we have to read? And what exactly does our church try to send a message to us? It's only a preparation to prepare ourselves for the incarnation. Then they try to tell us about that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, manifests himself many times before he came to the earth. And he manifests himself by four ways. He manifests himself in first to Adam by talking to him and send his word direct when he talked to Adam and told him, take care, I will give you everything, but only the tree. Please don't eat from it. The first word, the first kind that tried Jesus Christ, or we can say that God tried to talk to Adam, and he sent his word direct. What is a word of God? It's Jesus Christ. He manifests himself to him. The second one, after Adam didn't accept, didn't receive anything, and didn't accept the word of God, and he fell, Jesus Christ, or God, tried to find another way to talk to all the people by his finger, the commandments on the stone. I will make the relation between the four soils and what I'm saying now, but after. But remember only, he write by his finger the commandment on the stone. And again, he knows very well also that his word didn't acceptable to the people. Then he find another way to send all the prophets to send his word again to all the people. And he tried to send his word by the prophets, please come back to God. And again, they didn't accept anything. What is exactly what happened? With Adam, the first one, when God tried to send his word to Adam, he told him one commandment only. Please don't eat from the tree. I give you everything. All the paradise under your control, all the animals under your control, everything is very good with you. But only manifest your love to me by not eating this tree. Just after the commandment, Adam didn't listen to God, or he listened, but he didn't accept. And the Satan, the devil, came and take the word from Adam. At the same one, what happened for the first soil? On the wayside, we hear, but only we hear for a minute. We hear some order from whatever, from the priest or from the gospel or from the servant, but the devil take it direct, only after 1 minute. And this is the same what happened with Adam. That's why the second one he tried to write everything on the stone. Maybe we try to hear and accept his word. And he wrote everything. But the people didn't, they saw what exactly God wrote on the stone, but the heart was still stone, still rock. That's why in the second epistle of Corinthians, chapter number 3, clearly you are an epistle of Christ ministered by us, written not with ink, but by the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of flesh, that is of heart. And the problem is what? The problem is my heart is still stone, rock. Can't accept the word of God. He tried to write on this stone, but also I cannot accept this one, and I can't hear. My heart is still rock or stone. And the third one, he tried to talk to all the people by send all the prophets. And the prophets tried to spread all the word of God again to all the people, but the people didn't hear. Or maybe they hear, but they have a lot of things to do. They are very busy in their life, the anxiety. They are worried what we will do the next day. And this is the thorns which shock all the word of God. Even I hear in the church, for example, the word of God, or I open the Bible and I hear the word of God, but the problem is what? I am outside, I have still the anxiety, the worry, what will happen tomorrow? And the problem is, for example, one of the prophets, like David tried to be as his heart, as his God, as God. But the problem, when he heard the voice of God, there is a lot of things others. He had everything in his hand. But when he saw only another woman, the lust begin in his heart, and he want to be his wife. What happened? Another thorn choked the word of God, and he fell in sin. And I have a question. Psalm number 94, verse number 19. It's exactly written like this. In the multitude of my anxieties with me, your comfort delight my soul. It's right or wrong. هؤلاء بالعربي. And the كثرة همومي تزيادة تلذذ نفسي. And the كثرة همومي تزيادة تلذذ نفسي. صح ولا غلط؟ غلط. Exactly, it's written like this. In the multitude of mine anxiety with me, full stop. Your comforts delight my souls. عند كثرة همومي في داخلي نقطة ومن أول السطر تعزياتك تلذذ نفسي. I can't have the comforts if the anxiety inside my heart. Then if the anxieties come from outside, then my heart should have inside it the comforts of God. Then يعني لو تدخل تعزياتك بتقول تعزياتك تلذذ نفسي. ما أقدرش يكون عندي هموم في قلبي وأقول تعزياتك تلذذ نفسي. جواها هي بتقول إيه؟ عند كثرة همومي في داخلي نقطة تعزياتك تلذذ نفسي. يعني تعزيات اللي جوايا تحميني من الهموم اللي جاية. If I have everything, if I have the comfort of God in my heart, I will never be worried. I have no anxiety for the life. And this is very important. When we read the Bible, we have to read word by word. The full stop or the comma have the meaning. Then if the multitude of anxiety with me, No, I have no anxiety. It's come. If any anxieties come to me, my heart is already full of the comfort of God. Then nothing I will be worried from or an anxiety. Also, the Psalm 55, verse number 2, cast your burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. He do everything good for me. If I need to remember everything what Jesus Christ did with me, I have to remind myself for the last years what Jesus Christ did with me. And if a trouble come to me, I blame God. Why? Why God you do with me? What you did exactly? Where I am now? You leave me? I have to remember this. Then the comfort of God is in my heart. And the comfort of God come from where? Come to talk to Him. Come to meditate His word. Come to focus in the liturgy and to understand the meanings. Come when I talk to God every time. It's not only for the last 10 minutes before going to bed. It's all the day. All the day I praise God. In the midnight praising, we say like all the things praise God. But I'm praising God. That's why when someone like come to me and how I can pray, I apologize. Don't pray only the last 10 minutes or 15 minutes or 30 minutes before going to bed. Only divide it to 5 minutes during the 24 hours. When I open my eyes, I praise God and I thank God. When I'm going to my work, my job, my school, also I praise God. When I'm inside, when I have a break, I open my eyes or raise my eyes and my heart, and I'm talking to God for 5 minutes only. Only I have to meditate His word, looking to the sky and looking to everything around us and thank God. And this is very also, this is the third one or the third soil that we have. Because we are very busy, because we have the anxiety, now that I think that the disease of this world is only the anxiety. What I have, and I compare myself with others, and what I have for tomorrow, and after tomorrow, and what the kids will do, and what I have to do. And this is what kill the word of God. That's why it's very important to put everything on His shoulder. And He said this, come to me all the world. And He opened His bosom to us all. And the last way to manifest Himself, when He found that the first one, when He talked to Adam, direct a word, but the problem that the birds came and take it, the devil, only after 1 minute. And the second one, when He wrote everything on the stone, like the seeds on the stone way. And when He tried to talk or to send His words by prophets, but because there is a lot of things around us, we are busy and worry, and the earthly things, what happens, it kill all the throne, the thorn, kill everything, the word of God. Then He tried to manifest Himself by coming and incarnate. And the meaning of coming and incarnate, it means that renew the heart. Then when I come to the church and I take the communion, His body and His precious blood, it's renewing my heart. Then I have to come and worship and tell Him, please, my Lord, renew my heart. Or born again in my heart. Make incarnate. You came and can incarnate. Again, come to my heart. This is the new house for you. And I can't do it by myself. Without Him, I can't do it. Then I have to ask Him to renew my heart. He will help That's why he will help me to renew. And after this, we will see the fruits, 30 and 60 and 100. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
Sofeth pros homen keria laison keria laison genomet mi amin.
أخطيت يا أبي أخواتي سامحوني فاعني شلي لفلوجيسون
استفيتي
في رنباسي